Looking for some amazing TV to stream? Indulge yourself with the hits on Hulu you can't miss. Dive in with Barney, Ted, Robin, and the gang on How I Met Your Mother. All 9 seasons are now streaming on Hulu. Then you can move to Modern Family, Schitt's Creek, and My Wife and Kids. We're talking every episode and every season of these shows. We're talking huge hits streaming on Hulu whenever you're in the mood. Now we're talking.
You know you've got a comeback in you. When you take the next step, you're going to make it count. For your career, for your family, for your life. You can earn a degree you're proud of with Purdue Global. Purdue Global is backed by Purdue University, one of the nation's most respected and innovative public universities. This is your chance. This is your opportunity. This is your comeback. Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
Second date update.
What's the percentage of guys reaching out to us versus girls on these second dates?
That's a good question.
We never really talk about that.
I would assume it's more dudes than thirsty.
I feel like it's a pretty 50-50 split. Yeah.
It could be easily.
I asked our producer, and out of the hundreds of emails we get from all across North America every month, he thinks it's around 85% dudes, 14% ladies, and 1% UFO.
Oh, why aren't we doing those?
Why aren't you answering the homing beacon, Bjorshark?
Well, makes sense.
Add one more to the ladies column, because today we're going to be talking to Alexandra. Alexandra, can I call you Allie? Short for A-L-I-E-N, alien.
Uh-oh. Oh,
they're out there, I believe.
What? Hey.
She's like, did I call a conspiracy theory show?
Where were you?
Is this doing a second date?
Alexandra, let's start with the guy whose name who abducted you. Who is it?
Oh my gosh.
Well, he didn't abduct me.
We know.
His name. Okay. His name is Scott. And I met him online.
That's a pretty normal name, Jeff. Too normal.
Yeah. Is it beat me up, Scotty? Is that where you're going to go next?
Brooke, I didn't think of that.
It was an obvious Jose.
I thought that one was a lame joke.
Okay. So, wait, you met him online? I'm sorry. I got distracted.
Yeah, I get very easily distracted too.
So we met online and I thought his profile was really funny because he said, do you like bad boys? Because I'm bad at everything.
Oh, yeah. I've said that on the
I've never heard that.
You haven't heard that one before?
Oh, no. It's common now.
There's a first for everybody, I guess.
I think that's okay. It's still funny.
No, it's still very funny.
Like, even if it's not an original joke, it still means that he is self-deprecating and wants to be funny.
Yeah, I thought it was cute. Mm-hmm. So we decided to meet at a seafood restaurant, and it's attached to the mall. And I was like, this is perfect. Like, I love shopping and I love seafood. So,
Okay. Lobster tail in one hand and a new person the other.
Okay. Yeah. Well, that's good that was right up your alley. Was shopping part of it, or you were just going to do that before you met him?
I was just going to do that before I met him.
Got it.
But we met.
What a fun day for you. How did the actual dinner go?
It was great. Like, he ordered a poo-poo platter. Mm-hmm. I thought it was a joke, but I learned something new, you know?
Okay. I didn't know that even was a thing either. It's like an appetizer, basically.
It's like a mixture of foods with seafood.
So that's fun. You're trying new things. You're meeting a new person.
Like, the food was awesome. It was so yummy. And I thought we were having a great time. Like, we have similar life goals.
Cool.
And
that's great.
Yeah. I was like, I think this could be something real, you know?
Wow.
Oh, okay.
I mean, that's a deep connection on a first date.
Yeah, when they start checking off all those boxes and you're like, wow, you really are dateable.
Yeah, it sounds like you had a lot to drink. So what happened after dinner?
After dinner, we were walking through the mall to get to our cars. And I was like, oh, my God, I think he's going to kiss me.
Oh, my God, that's so
cute. Oh, the butterfly feeling.
But then I started freaking out because I didn't have a gum or mint in my purse. and we just had fish, so I had like fish breath.
Yeah, but you had fish breath.
I feel like if you combine two fish breaths together, it's some sort of explosive thing happens. It's not going to be good.
Science? No, I'm
no,
ready.
I think it's fine.
I'm in Brooke. It's like, it's time for dessert, baby. Get over it.
Yeah.
Okay. Alexandra doesn't sound like she's into it, though.
What'd you do?
I was worried. So okay. I was just like, okay, hold on a second. And then I ran into a department store, and I just like sprayed some perfume in my mouth.
What?
Oh, what? My God.
I just was like panicking. So I sprayed the perfume in my mouth, and then we walked to my car, and he did kiss me.
You were acting so nonchalant about the perfume spray.
Yeah.
Like, didn't it make you like
smell
choke?
Really strong?
Yes.
Too?
Exactly.
Also, he kissed you. You said, did he notice? I would assume yes.
What was his reaction?
I mean, he didn't seem to care. Like, then he was like, you want to come over and watch a movie?
He's like, Aqua de Joe, really? You're fancy. Okay. Let's go home.
Yeah, like, he didn't mention anything. And then I went over. We spent the night. It was super fun.
Oh, gosh.
I thought it was a great date. But now it's, like, been a week, and I haven't heard from him. So I don't know what's going on.
What was it like in the morning?
It was fine. It was a weekday, so we both had to, like, get up early and go. So
was there a morning kiss when you left, except you used, like, oven cleaner or something?
No. I mean,
wait, there wasn't a morning kiss or wasn't a goodbye kiss or anything?
No, it was just, like, a hug.
Oh, cooled off from the previous night. That's a little bit odd.
Yeah.
Yeah, that is weird because I hate to say it this way, but if he can deal with seafood breath, he can deal with perfume breath. Why not morning breath?
Yeah. Or just brush your teeth. Use like your finger in the toothpaste. Yeah. You know?
That's true, too.
All right. Well, weird. We're going to play a song. We'll come back. We'll call Scott and try and see if we can get you a second date update. All right.
Okay. Thanks.
Okay. Hold on.
Second date update.
The thing about relationships is you never forget that first kiss.
Aww. Well,
eyes closed.
Yeah.
Soft lips. Hint of mahi-mahi on the tongue. With a slight aftertaste of eau de toilette.
Ooh,
I mean, you have to give Alexandra props for thinking on her feet when she felt like she had bad breath. Because right before her kiss with Scott in the mall parking lot, she ducked into a department store and spritzed some sample perfume into her mouth. To mask the fish breath from dinner.
How would that taste better, though?
You should have gone to, like, a candy shop or something.
Yeah, exactly.
Well, you can judge all you want, ladies, but she ended up spending the night over at Scott's place afterwards. Now, he has been ghosting, but Alexandra, if this all goes to plan, you could become the next big perfume model.
Ooh.
That would be amazing.
Yeah. I don't think that's the endorsement most perfume. I mean, like, I think there may be even a warning, like, do not ingest on the bottles.
I'm sure there's, you know, some thrift store that would love to have you as their model.
Yeah. Right. How are you feeling?
I'm feeling good. I just want to know, like, what's up with him.
What's your theory?
You know, I really honestly don't know. Just got cold feet.
Like, the connection was too strong. It overwhelmed him.
Yeah, like, he got freaked out.
That happens a lot on these. Too strong of a connection. Too much love.
Yeah, I said sarcasm in your voice, Joey.
I'm just playing off what you said. Yeah.
Everything was perfect, so never mind.
Okay. Yeah. Anyway, let's stop speculating. We're just going to give Scott a call and see what he has to say. You ready?
Yeah.
All right, here we go.
Hello?
Hey, is this Scott?
Who's calling?
Hey, my name's Jeff from the radio show Brooke and Jeffrey in the Morning.
Okay.
Cool. We're doing something on our show called a Second Date Update, and we're looking to help out one of our listeners who you took out to seafood recently named Alexandra.
But how are you guys involved in that exactly?
Great question.
Yeah. Alexandra chose to get us involved because after what she described as a really good date, you have been kind of MIA.
Uh-huh. So she called you guys about that.
Mm-hmm. Well, she's just a little confused.
Okay, that's a little weird.
Well, but yeah, I mean, think of it from her perspective, right? Like, you were giving her all the signals that you liked her. You seemed like you guys had a good time. She stayed the night and then nothing. from you.
Uh-huh. And so what, you guys want me to, like, tell you why? Like, on the radio for, like, everybody to hear?
Yeah, I mean, really, we're not that interested in your dating life, but Alexandra has a pretty big stake in it. She wants to know. She's worried maybe she did something wrong.
Uh-huh.
Maybe there was a misunderstanding that you guys could work out. I don't know.
I don't know. If she wants me to say it on air, I can. I mean, she could have called me, I guess. I don't know.
We heard that she has been calling you and has been texting you, and you're not answering.
Okay, fine. If she wants to know, I can tell her, and everybody can hear it. And she
could. Okay. Yeah. You sound really angry.
No, I mean, she was fine. I mean, it was a chill night. We had a good time. The dinner was fine. The kiss was good. But, look, sometimes you get those red flags, and I got a really, probably one of the biggest red flags I've ever gotten.
Oh, wow, bro.
Oh, what happened?
So she told me that she went shopping. Mm-hmm. And she's like, do you want to see what I bought? And I was like, okay, yeah, sure. I mean, I guess you brought it with you to our date. I thought maybe it'd be kind of like kinky or something, you know? Something fun.
Okay. And sorry, where is this happening?
It's at my place.
Oh, okay, good. That's good.
Right. But she takes out like a little box, like a little velvet box. I'm like, is this girl about to, like, propose to me, or...
Whoa. That's where your mind goes.
Yeah. She gets on her knee.
But she didn't propose, but she showed... It is a ring, and it's a nice ring. Like,
wow.
Wait, so this was, like, an engagement ring?
Yeah, it was a nice engagement ring, and I thought that was weird just off the bat. But then I was like, okay, so, like, are you trying to marry somebody, or is this just for you to, like, have a nice ring? And she was like, well, I bought it for myself.
Oh, cool. Okay.
But...
Nice.
She said that if we're dating and it's going well and getting serious enough, which I'm not even really sure how serious, like I had a feeling like two dates might be serious enough for her, that I would take over the payments for the ring. Because she didn't pay for it all outright.
That's what she said?
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Wait, in my head, I was going through, like, good for you, girl. Buy yourself a ring. Like, you worked hard for your money. But she didn't actually...
buy it.
She didn't pay for it yet.
She's financed it.
Yeah, I have to, like, pay her the rent on her ring if we get serious.
That had to be a joke. I mean, honestly, it had to be. She was joking with you.
I hope so.
No, I thought so, too. I was like, that's a pretty weird joke. And she's like, no, I'm serious. Like, this is how I know someone's serious about me. I want them to pay for the ring that I bought. But, you know, like, if I'm going to make that kind of decision where I'm going to marry somebody, I'm going to buy my own ring and I'll pay for it, whatever. But
she might get two engagement rings out of this, it sounds like.
Why didn't you just tell her that you have a car payment? And so if you guys get serious, maybe she could take that over for you.
Hey, I'm driving us to these dates.
Yeah, I mean.
That's what couples do. They work together on these things. And another thing that couples do is they secretly wait on the other line while the other person is telling their dating story.
Only if true love.
That's only a red flag.
Because I need to let you know, Scott, that Alexandra's on the other line listening, and she wants to talk to you.
Uh-oh.
Hi.
Okay.
No, that wasn't... Hello. That's not a joke. She's really there.
He said, oh.
Yeah, hello.
No.
Hi. How are you? I haven't heard from you.
I just explained why.
Alexandra, did he get that right? Did you really tell him that he would take over the payments of this engagement ring?
Or, like, were you kidding?
Let me explain. Like, eventually, I was like, I just don't want to play any games. Like, I'm putting all my cards on the table. I want a serious relationship. And, like, eventually, I want to get married. And I picked out the ring because I've been engaged before, and I didn't like the ring at all. So I was like, let me just pick one out for myself. And, like, I'm not thinking immediately he'll start paying for it. But, like, yeah, eventually, if we're dating for a while, he can take over the payments.
So what is your Visa number so we could take that down real quick?
You know what? That doesn't sit right with me.
Oh, your MasterCard? That's okay. We accept.
No.
Just not discovered.
Like I said, to me, it honestly kind of sounds like a scam a little bit. It sounds like to me she wants a sugar daddy that's willing to give her like some kind of monthly payment.
Marriage does sound like a scam to a lot of guys. That's a natural feeling. But that's okay. That's just love.
And okay, if we break up, are you going to refund me the money for the ring?
Now that's a good question, though.
I mean, she's not asking, I don't think, right, Alexander, for you to, like, take over the payment next week. She's talking, like, a year or two down the line.
Yeah, like, not that far down the line, but maybe, like, a few months.
Okay. Are you
already wearing it?
That's so fast, so much. Like,
no, it's expensive. It's, like, a lot of money.
Yeah, but that's so intimidating for anybody, a guy or a girl. Like, if I told a girl, hey, I want to propose to you someday. I already picked out the ring. If you really want to get married, you got to start paying in on it or something. She'd be like, what the heck?
That's also just why you don't buy it. Make the man do it. Yeah.
Well, and it's just, like, all so much on a first date.
Yeah.
Like,
and it's just absurd.
I don't have to decide
if I'm going to marry you within, like, the first couple.
I don't play games.
That is a game. You're playing a game right here.
Yeah.
It's not a game. I'm saying this is what I want. And it's, Scott, if you don't want to lock this down, then I'm not going to be around.
I don't want to lock it down.
Well, yeah.
That's why I'm not picking up your phone calls.
I mean, it's so blunt. I love it.
It's just like, I think you're concentrated too much on the engagement and the wedding and not so much on the partnership with another person.
You're focused on the finish line. You haven't even started the race yet.
No one cares about the race. The finish line is the only thing that's fun.
It's fine. It's fine. Because I was more attracted to your brother anyway.
My brother.
How did you?
What do you even know about my brother?
I saw a picture of him on your desk at your place. And, you know, you're like a 7, but he's definitely like a 9.
Oh, dang. That's a low blow.
And I bet he has a higher credit score than Scott, too. So he could probably afford that ring.
You better finance it.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
Well, you're absurd. I mean, what are you talking? Like, I'm telling you no, so you're going to go after my brother and you're going to try to get him to marry you? Like, You're crazy.
Yeah. She's creative and she thinks on her feet and she's a good planner ahead. And we would
like to hammer.
Well, hey, you better shut up before you become a
scammer planner. It's, you know, one letter off and basically the same. And we would like to send you guys out on another date on our credit card.
Ooh.
Which does not have a very high limit.
Yeah,
so.
We got about $30 left. So either one of you.
I'm good. I'm good. I'll go on and don't call
my brother either. I'll tell him about you. I'll tell him.
I've already contacted him on Facebook and said that you lie about it. So,
look at that.
We're already starting family drama.
Jeez, that is some red flags.
Brooke and Jeffrey in the morning.
Looking for some amazing TV to stream? Indulge yourself with the hits on Hulu you can't miss. Dive in with Barney, Ted, Robin, and the gang on How I Met Your Mother. All 9 seasons are now streaming on Hulu. Then you can move to Modern Family, Schitt's Creek, and My Wife and Kids. We're talking every episode and every season of these shows. We're talking huge hits, streaming on Hulu whenever you're in the mood. Now we're talking.
Okay, round 2. Name something that's not boring.
Laundry? Ooh, a book club. Computer solitaire, huh?
Ah, oh, sorry. We were looking for Chumba Casino. That's right. Chumbacasino.com has over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
There are some things that are too good to keep a secret. Like how your Amex Platinum card helps you have the perfect trip. I'd like to check into the Centurion Lounge. Or how it seems like you always get those hard-to-snag tables.
Ooh, yum.
And how you get the most out of select can't-miss events. With access to the Centurion Lounge, Resi Priority Notify, and Amex card member benefits at select events, you'll have to share. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.